CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Biggest Loser, Australia's back on TV again soon. Wouldn't mind having a chat about this.
Off.
Well, how many seasons has this show done now?
I won't be watching it.
Michelle Bridges and the Commando are gone. Shannon Ponton's sticking around as one of the trainers, and they've got a new trainer. I'm just looking her up. Libby Babbitt.
Okay.
Ever heard of Libby Babbitt?
No, never heard of her.
This might launch her into Michelle Bridges'
Well, I'm guessing
fame.
That's what she's probably hoping for.
Cookbooks, training schedules, the whole deal that they go for. Didn't Michelle Bridges get carried away with
it? A baby with the commando.
Yeah. that's part of the deal.
It's part of the deal, yeah.
That's in the contract.
Yeah.
You get paid and a baby with commando. So she's taking over.
Can't say I'll be tuning in.
Not into The Biggest Loser?
Oh.
I'm always intrigued because this is the transformation one, so I don't know how that's any different, but it's not focused on body weight, apparently. It's more about the overall transformation.
Being healthy.
Which is what I'm, when I do see the end result of the show, I'm always interested to see where they started compared to where they finished on The Biggest Loser.
Yeah, but that's the only good part. I just can't, I mean, a bunch of people exercising,
yeah.
Getting sweaty. Like, I can go to my local gym and watch that.
It's a hard watch, isn't it?
It's a tough, when you think about what it is.
And it makes you feel bad when you're tucking
exactly.
in or whatever mess you're eating for dinner at the time.
I mean, I had a massive bowl of pasta, as if I want to watch that show whilst I'm eating pasta.
Sitting there feeling bad about yourself.
But it's interesting to see that the Commando and Michelle Bridges aren't back because they had big fights last year.
With
was
Shannon.
Was it last year or whenever the last season
they
was?
They fought with the other trainer, didn't they?
With Shannon
Ponton.
Yeah, because Shannon was like, you guys are ganging up because you're hooking up together and all this.
Couple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Be a tough couple to be in the Commando and Michelle Bridges, wouldn't it?
I don't know who'd be more overpowering.
Oh, wouldn't be relaxed, would it?
I reckon Michelle probably would overpower him for some reason.
Pushing yourself to the limits every single day. I was out at a bar once in Melbourne and there was this girl at the bar and I was chatting to her and I was thinking, where have I seen this girl before? I couldn't work out where I'd seen her. And then about, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes into the chat, I worked out she was on one of the first seasons of The Biggest Loser.
It wasn't the...
And she lost all that weight.
Wasn't the girl that was the host. They've got...
No, not the host. But
she was
did
a babe.
Do,
she's a plus-size model now.
She did do very well. Can I ask you, from your point of view, if you met a guy at a bar and you worked out that he was on The Biggest Loser...
Yeah.
And he was looking all right, could you still hook up with that person?
Why not?
If I don't know. Would your friends get stuck into you that they were on The Biggest Loser?
I don't know. I think, no way.
Like, no, I hooked up with someone from The Biggest Loser, guys. That's not, I mean, that's not going to go down too well amongst the mates, is it?
I don't think people, would they care if it was?
Oh, my mates would.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think
Come
my mates
on.
Would care. No way.
Seriously,
girls aren't no. like that.
And that's the difference. So
yeah,
that's why
I think
I wanted
that's,
to ask
yeah,
you.
I don't think, no, girls wouldn't care.
Oh, I couldn't live it down.
I would never go on that show because you'd lose all the weight and you'd look fantastic and amazing, but imagine the pressure. Like, there'd be no greater pressure to keep it off.
When you come out.
Because everyone would know who you are, and for the next however many years, wherever you went, if
yeah,
you put on
true.
A little bit more weight or whatever, you would just cop it forever.
Yeah, they'll be comparing photos.
I guess that's a good incentive.
To keep it up.
To keep it up, but then...
It's not the real world there, though, is
no
it?
No way.
In
They've
the
got
show.
People cooking for them.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
train every day. They don't have to go to work.
Our producer Rachel's
actually,
telling
it sounds
us
pretty good, yeah.
Sign us up.
Sign me up. That sounds delightful.
Our producer Rach said she looked at entering the show with her mum. You were going to go on
Your
it,
mum
Rach.
Said she was going to enter you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently she asked me. I'd forgotten that she'd asked me.
You would have gone on The Biggest Loser TV show.
Yeah, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah.
It's you don't need it. You don't need it.
I was going to say, you don't need it.
You don't need it.
These
guys are big.
They're not
Let's
that
watch
big.
The Biggest Loser.
I'd much rather go on a show where we get to eat a lot of stuff.
like Big Brother or just sit around lazy
sit
around the house.
Do absolutely nothing. That is the polar opposite of shows right there.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Hey, this is for anyone that's felt like a third wheel in their own relationship at any point. I was having lunch yesterday with my fiancée, Jamie, at The Shed in Erina. So we're sitting there, public place, a lot of people around, and we're sitting there having lunch, and out of nowhere, Jamie looks up and I hear this guy's voice come from behind me and goes, oh, hey, great to see you guys. And I've thought, I'm like, who the hell is this guy? I've turned around thinking I might know, you know, it might be a mutual friend of both of us. I've never met the guy before.
Okay.
So I was like, who is this? Jamie goes, oh, I've worked with him on Pulse, the movie that she did.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so Jamie's done a movie which she acted in. She was one of the main actresses in it. And she goes, yeah, so we did some work together on Pulse. And straight away, I was like, hey, mate, nice to meet you. And straight away, I'm starting to think, who is this guy in the movie? Because I went and saw the movie with Jamie. So I'm like, who is this guy in the movie? I couldn't picture him in the movie. I'm trying to think. And then after a bit of back and forth conversation, I finally said, so what was your part?
Oh,
what was your part in the movie?
He was the one she hooked up with.
It went dead quiet. Dead quiet at lunchtime.
Because I've heard this story before.
I've told you about the...
Yeah,
we talked about...
That was awkward already, that situation.
There was a full-on, pretty much a sex scene. Like, a lot of lot going on in it.
Yeah.
It was him.
Oh, great. Out of everyone in the whole movie, it had to be that guy.
It was that guy. And I started having flashbacks to the scene. It was pretty full-on.
You didn't watch it. I wouldn't be able to sit through that.
I was doing that thing where I had my hand over my face but kind of going, well, what exactly went on here? I was sort of peeking at the movie.
Oh, I don't think I could watch it.
And then they started recapping the scene, but they were trying to make me feel better by going...
acting it out right in front of Gawndy's eyes. It was horrific.
They knocked everything off the table and said, this is what it was.
This is what's happening.
No, but they said, oh, you know...
Strapping Gawndy, you're in for a scene.
He got pretty awkward too. He was like, oh, you know, it was really awkward
for
me.
And,
there was not much to it.
I wasn't dating anyone at the time, but, you know, it was still awkward.
He did say that. He said, I wasn't dating anyone. He was single at the time.
Why would you say that?
He was just trying to rattle off information to try and... I don't know. He was digging a hole deeper.
Why was he here?
He was doing some work on the coast. Apparently he's in between Sydney, Newcastle and the coast, working for a company.
Oh, so he's around.
Yeah, he just happened to pop up out of...
your fiancé's hooked up with just is hanging on the coast every now and then.
I made the mistake of saying, well, how many... Because I know with the movie, you've got to film the scene over and over again. I said, how many times did you have to do that scene? Wanting them to say, just one take. That we got it in one take.
How many?
Lots of takes.
This sounds like a very long conversation about a scene that you, your fiancé and this guy, where they hooked up.
It was pretty much
like
his only scene in the movie was hooking up with my fiancé.
All I can think about now is saying, why? Why keep talking about it?
Oh, I don't know. You know, when you're just in a situation and the hole is
getting
bigger.
Talk about the weather, like a normal awkward conversation.
The scene gets brought up and I go, how's that weather, guys? Anyway, you want to...
Yeah, better than hearing about all the details.
I was trying to find... Bree, you know what it's like when you're trying to find out more information to feel better about the situation and then all you do is find out more info to get worse.
Yeah, I've learned as I got older not to ask any questions.
Oh, I've never been... Sorry. I've never been in a situation where I'm having lunch with my fiancé and the guy that she shot a sex scene with rocks up to lunch.
That's happened to me a bunch of times.
Maybe if I knew how to handle it, like you, I would have...
Oh, well, now that you know, next time when he's here, because he'll be back, you'll know how to handle it.
He did say, oh, look, I'm always on the coast. We should catch up. And I waved him goodbye and said, we will never see you again.
Jamie will, but not me.
Make sure I'm not there, buddy. Make sure I'm not there.
Get up with Bree and Gawndy.
CFM.
Been hanging out for this all morning, Bree. 47 seasons of Sesame Street.
And still going strong, might I add.
And can I say, I'm not just saying this because he sits on the phone right now ready to chat to us, but Elmo is easily the greatest character on Sesame Street.
Oh, he's the favourite.
He's the best. One of the all-time greats.
You're making Elmo black.
Oh my God,
I can't believe I'm talking to Elmo.
Elmo, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, mate. Sorry, we talked over you there, Elmo.
How are you, Elmo?
Elmo's good. How are you guys?
We're good for talking to you, Elmo, that's for sure.
How's your trip over in Australia going so far? Have you held a koala yet?
Not yet, but I was going to. It's very exciting. Yeah, we just got to Sydney yesterday, and it's been lots of fun.
It's been lots of fun. Sydney's always fun, Elmo. Hey, what about Adele? Because you are in town the same time as Adele. I know on TV the other night.
I'm very aware.
Yeah. Have you managed to track Adele down?
Our schedules are very, very busy. But Elmo's trying to, because Elmo thinks Adele's the best.
Can't
I'd love to see a duet with Elmo and Adele. That would be...
Like the sitter.
Elmo would like it. I heard you met up with our girl Sia recently. How was she?
Oh, she's really cool. She's really, really talented. Oh, we did a brand new song about the letter S, and she was wonderful. Elmo got to wear one of her wigs.
I heard you got to see her face as well, Elmo. How was that?
That's true. She's really pretty.
Good old Aussie girl. Yeah. See ya. Hey, can I ask Elmo, because we've got Jason Derulo coming up on our show at some point. Have you
really?
Yeah, we're going to be chatting to him soon on
our
show.
Later on.
Have you got any dirt on Derulo that we can use in the interview?
No, but he can sure bust a move.
Bust a move.
Did he teach you a few dance moves, Elmo, to use out of the clubs?
Yeah, for sure. You tell Jason Derulo that Elmo says hello, okay?
We will pass on that message.
Anything else you want us to tell him?
No, that's about it.
Did you get to? I hear he's a bit of a party animal, Derulo. Did you get to spend any time outside of Sesame Street with him?
No, we didn't get to hang out, but maybe next time.
Okay, we'll lock that in.
Hey, Elmo, I know you've lived on Sesame Street for a long, long time. Have you ever thought about moving, maybe getting a holiday house over here in Australia?
Why? Well, you know, Elmo likes to visit Australia, but Elmo wants to stay at Sesame Street because it's his home. Elmo loves Australia.
Better property prices over at Sesame Street, right, Elmo?
That's true. It's rent control.
Rent control.
Hey, Elmo, what's the secret of Sesame Street to be going so strong for so many years?
Boy, well, you know, Elmo thinks all of Elmo's friends and neighbors are very kind to each other, and we all help each other out, and everybody is welcome. And Elmo thinks that's what makes Sesame Street really wonderful.
Okay, so if you're spreading the love, Elmo...
The message of kindness is what they're spreading. Elmo's all about the kindness.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, Elmo, have you got someone house-sitting your place while you're away feeding Dorothy?
Yes, but you know, Elmo's mommy and daddy are still there.
Oh, okay. Because Dorothy would be very lonely without you.
Yeah, we FaceTimed earlier.
Actually,
FaceTime.
FaceTime. Another thing I want to know, Elmo, what's your secret of staying looking so young for so long? I mean, you've been 3 and a half for so long. It's amazing how you keep that look.
You know, it's interesting because monster years are different than people years. It's sort of like dog years. Elmo's been 3 and a half for a really long time.
Yeah.
You know, Elmo doesn't have to worry about wrinkles because he's all covered in fur.
Stays the same,
so
right?
So just grow a beard and you're right, Elmo. You know, you keep the hair going.
Elmo, I've always wanted to know, Cookie Monster, we all know what his favourite food is. What does Elmo like to eat?
Pizza.
All about that pizza.
Oh, you and I would get along like a house on fire. I'm all about the pizza.
But you know, Elmo has to be careful with that. Elmo has to have a healthy, balanced diet. So Elmo doesn't eat it all the time.
Just every now and then.
So what's balanced? How many times a week is pizza, Elmo?
Pizza Fridays.
I love that idea, Elmo.
I might take you up on that idea.
What about the Cookie Monster? Can we take any cookies off the Cookie Monster?
Well, no, he's got Cookie Monday, Cookie Tuesday.
He's got no balance, Elmo.
He's cookies all day, every day. Oh, Elmo.
Oh, my God, his laugh is just so... Oh,
I could
so
chat...
Good.
We could honestly chat to you all day. I'd love having you on the show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It was wonderful to talk to you this morning.
Enjoy your time in Australia.
You've made my year, Elmo.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. It was wonderful to speak to you guys, and you have a wonderful day.
We need to hang out in person sometime, don't we? Us and Elmo. Let's do it, man.
Yes, I'd love to hang out with you, Elmo.
I've got a spare room if you need it, Elmo.
Cool. Elmo's people will call your people.
Okay. I'll wait for that call. Thanks, Elmo.
Love you.
Love you, mate.
Have a good time.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
This news, listen up, fellas, because it's probably going to excite you the most out of anyone. This is going to revolutionise the furniture industry.
What is it?
It's the end of the flat pack. Have you heard of it?
So flat pack's when you go to IKEA and it comes in a flat pack, you got to put it all together.
Oh, with the Allen key. Yeah. And then it takes hours. And then usually it's not even made right, so it creaks and... rocks and is uneven. It's
horrible. Amount of things I've attempted to put together.
Most boyfriends and
finished.
Husbands are usually the ones that are left up to put it together.
It can end relationships.
It can. Well, they're saying that it causes a lot of fights in households.
So what are they? How are they getting rid of this thing?
So IKEA have now come out with a new. It's kind of like a snap together jigsaw type furniture instead of the flat pack.
Love it.
So instead of having the Allen key and having to put together everything or whatever, furniture, the big furniture, kind of just snaps together. So you put it together like a puzzle.
Beautiful.
How good is that?
You're talking my language.
Seriously. And
there's trades listening at this time of the morning going, oh, come on. I'll put those things together with my eyes closed. And I hear you guys. I say that too.
No, you don't.
I don't say that either. But
I'd love to have a flat pack off with you.
No, I don't want to do it.
We should do that.
No.
Yes.
It's frustrating. It's time consuming.
Are you
worried
I'll beat you?
I'm not worried about that. I'm honestly not. I look at it and I just go.
Don't you feel accomplished though?
Nah.
I do. Especially if I do a good job, which is hardly ever.
I feel accomplished when I eat a full packet of Doritos to myself. So, you know, I don't really.
Really achieving, aren't you?
I don't feel the need to put together this furniture. I'll buy off Gumtree or Coastie's
bag.
Yeah,
you do buy off Gumtree a lot.
Pre-made, ready to go.
Yeah, you buy mattresses off Gumtree.
Never did.
Yeah. Probably would.
What mattress?
I don't know. Used mattresses.
Oh, right. No. Pass on that.
So a table, they're saying now, IKEA have come out and said, so a table that usually would take 24 minutes to assemble, which that's a lie.
Mm.
It'd be probably 2 hours to assemble. They're saying 24 minutes. Now takes you about 3 minutes to click together.
Amazing.
This is the best news I've had all year, honestly.
Well, we need an IKEA on the coast.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to have an IKEA on the coast.
I have heard they've been looking for a while. They just can't find a lot big enough.
I was going to say, they need a huge place, and I'd love to go there and just walk around and realise all the stuff that I can't afford.
And just get lost in there because it's as hard to find your way around
just
IKEA.
Just have a nap inside IKEA.
As it is to put together the furniture most of the time. But the snap, I like it. I like the snap.
Snap together furniture. There you go, fellas. There's some good news on the way this Christmas or birthdays.
I mean, it collapses after a couple of weeks. But it's still good to put together.
Bad quality, but still, it's fun.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Fletcher Pillins here.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going?
Fletch.
We need to get an opener made for Fletcher.
Yeah, we can.
He's a regular on the show.
100%.
Friend of the show.
Good to have you back here, Fletch. Every time you come back in, you're just that little bit more cool, isn't he?
Oh,
you
know, he's taller. I appreciate it.
He's got his hair longer. I was just saying off air, I was driving back into Terrigal last week and I looked at this kid who was walking home from school and I was like, that kid's wearing no shoes. I was like, that's my mate Fletch.
Can you get away with that at school, Fletch? No shoes?
No shoes. You know, I've tried and Terrigal. No.
Really?
Yeah. Temporarily.
That'd be good.
Terrigal.
You're such a beachy kid.
Yeah. There's a few teachers that pull you up on your shoes, so I've got some leather shoes. Well, sort of.
Were you going to do
thongs?
They look leather.
They're thongs.
Were you going to do homeschooling or something for a bit? Is that what you wanted to do? You want to have a crack at that?
I left school for like 9 months
when I was
in year 8.
Was that just to travel and do music?
Play some music and travel and
but
stuff.
But it's good to be back at school, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I bet.
How's the brand new song going for you, mate? It's out there in the world, isn't it? It's called Water. How's it all going?
Yeah, it's great.
I read somewhere that it's about, because you're a mad keen surfer, it's about your relationship with the beach, right?
Yeah. It's about my connection to the ocean and the kind of, I don't know, mystery of it, I guess, and the spirituality of it.
Once you hear it, it does have that sound about it. Like, it automatically makes me feel, like, all mysterious or something. It instantly did.
When did you write the song?
Oh, a long time. Because I actually played it on my tour in May last year.
Right.
Okay. So, I probably wrote it. And it was really fresh when I wrote it. So, it was probably, like, early May last year. But, I don't know. I just, at the end of last year, I ended up doing some demos and stuff and just it felt really good and thought I'd put it out.
How many songs have you written, would you say, Fletch?
I don't know. A lot.
A lot of songs. How do you pick the ones that you want to release? That'd be such a struggle.
I think for me, like, a lot of my music has just been about playing live and the songs that feel really good playing live and people go, oh, yeah, that's really cool.
I guess you get that instant kind of reaction and you know the songs that kind of connect the best with people.
It's different. Like, some songs I'll finish and like, yeah, this is the best song I ever wrote, and then like 2 weeks later it's like, no, it's all right.
I don't love it.
And then other songs it's like, yeah, I'll just finish it. It's not great. And then it just kind of grows on me a bit. So it's kind of weird how...
I've always wondered that about songwriters, and you're like a keen songwriter, so. Yeah.
We have radio shows like that, Fletch, you know?
Yeah.
We do shows and you go,
feels good, and then you listen to
that. There's definitely a few where I'm like, it could have been better.
People can relate in their everyday work life.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so you've got the electric guitar in here with us this morning. We've got it all hooked up, good to go. You're going to give us some live stuff of your brand new song, Water.
I am.
Fletcher Pillin live.
Keen to hear this live.
At CFM.
Cheers.
Take it away, mate.
pulling me back, pulling me back, pulling me back, pulling me back. Seal my soul, heal my bones. To the shore, you know it flows. Whoa, the waves, they come and go. I can't stay away. Cause the water is pulling me home. Cause the water is pulling me home. Whisper. Come back, my friends. And I know that's my home. Pulling me back, pulling me back, pulling me back, pulling me back. In my soul, deep in my bones. To the shore, you know it flows. Whoa, the waves, they come and go. No, I can't stay away, no. Cause the world is the world is pulling me. Cause the water.
There he is, Fletcher Pillen.
Oh, Fletcher Pillen.
It's going to be another 3 minutes or not. You were really feeling yourself. Wow, that was good, man.
What a haunting song.
There you go.
Em in the newsroom was just gripped, weren't you, Em? She couldn't take her eyes off you.
Oh, man. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
It's out now. Jeez. You can get it on iTunes.
That's right, yeah.
Have a great weekend, man. Thanks for popping in.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Fletcher Pillen here at C.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM. For everything Adele.
Hello.
Only on CFM.
All right, we've had your tickets over the last couple of weeks. We've been sending people off to tonight's show, and this was the big dog of them all. It's the gold tickets.
So we had last week where we did A Dilemma, and people gave up their tickets to the other person on the line, and they had a double chance in this draw.
Yeah, we wanted to reward those people for giving up the tickets, so it was a bit of karma coming back around.
It was.
I am hoping one of those people win it because they were very generous in giving up their tickets.
So. Super generous. So all the names are in the hat from last week and this week.
Yes.
And we're about to draw
$600 worth of tickets for tonight's show to see Adele. You have to be available to go tonight.
Right.
Go for it. There.
Here we go. I'll just draw out one. Here we go. I'll just pass that over to producer Rach.
All right, so
that is the winner right there.
Rach has been working behind the scenes to get all the, to get, you know, people ready to
people
go. So
organised.
We'll just give Rach a minute to
and
do
I
that.
Believe.
We'll get, no, just give Rach, it takes a minute. Just give Rach a
are
little.
We ready?
Yeah.
We're ready to go?
Are we about to find out the winner of this Adele ticket? All right.
Okay. Here we go. If you can hear us right now, you're going to see Adele tonight. Hello?
Hello.
It's me.
Hello?
Who's that?
Oh, my God, it's Kylie.
Oh, my God.
You're off to Adele.
Oh, my God, guys.
Gold tickets.
You're in the gold circle.
Adele.
Oh, God. Okay, oh, my God.
Congrats, Kyles. Well done.
Oh, Oh, guys, oh, my God, I'm on the freeway and I'm shaking like a leaf right now.
Oh, my God. Were you one of the ones that gave up your tickets, Kylie?
Oh, my God, I did to Donna.
Oh, from yes. last week. Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Oh, karma, Kylie, oh, came back
I
around.
I can't believe it. I seriously cannot believe it. You've made my week, guys.
Which day?
Oh, my daughter.
Which day last
I've
week
got goosebumps
were you, Kyle?
For you, Kylie.
What day were you last week?
Oh, I think it was it was actually Monday morning. I remember it actually made my week then to give them to Donna and her girls.
That's it was right. The first one, Monday. Remember?
That's right.
Kylie, that's amazing. I'm so happy for you.
I'm so, thank you. I thank you so, so
who
much.
Who are you going to take?
My 15-year-old, and it's tonight, is it?
It's tonight. Can you go?
It is absolutely perfect. My 15-year-old daughter, I'm going to ring her at school right now. And you've made her.
She
I can't believe it.
Is going to lose it, Kylie.
We'll stay on the phone if you want to give her a call. I mean,
I'd love to hear your daughter's reaction.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Yes, can we?
We'll get you off air. We'll do it off air. We'll come back and do
we'll
it next.
We'll grab your daughter's number and we'll give her a call.
Would you reckon she would have heard this?
No, she'll be about to go into school, however, if we could report.
Right, so we'll call her. I'm so excited to tell her.
Let's tee you guys up.
Oh, my God, guys.
We'll do that on the show next. Would have been sad if you said, I'm busy tonight, I can't go.
But I know, you would have changed it.
I'm ready.
Yeah, $600 worth of tickets. They are the premium gold tickets. You're going to be off there tonight.
Not to mention a sold-out show.
Exactly. We'll call her daughter next.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Let's get stuck straight into this.
Let's do this quiz.
So we've got Kylie and Nora Head. Morning, Kyles.
Morning, Kylie.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You've got some news to share with your daughter, Tia.
She's on the line right now.
Hello, Tia. Hey, Mom.
You're on the radio.
Hey. What do we do?
Go for it, Kyles. Let her know the news.
Oh, okay. So basically, Tia Rose, you thought I had no chance, but we're going to Adele tonight,
Tia.
Tia,
no, you're not.
Gold tickets for you and your mum, Tia.
Tia, have you got plans tonight for a Friday night? You want to go to Adele, gold tickets, the whole deal? That's tonight.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Mum of the year, Kylie. Mum of the year.
Oh, my God. You're not crying, Tia.
No, I'm just in shock. Whoa.
These are good seats, too, let me just say. Sold out show. You and your mum are off to see Adele tonight.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Too easy, Kyles. We'd love to get a review of the show from you next week and how it all went down.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Have a great time, guys. I'm so happy for you.
Tia's the coolest girl in school right now.
I know, right?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We're just doing some Elmo impersonations off air. I heard producer Rach give it a crack.
Go on, Rach.
No,
come on,
terrible.
Rach. You know, we're all doing it off the air. You can do it on air.
No, because I guarantee I'm going to be the only one that has to do it now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Come on, okay, go on, give us yours and we'll see how we can.
No. Your impression of Elmo. Come on.
It was just a laugh and it was like...
Give it, do it properly. That's your best Elmo.
Touch and go.
Told you it was terrible.
I'm Elmo. Elmo doesn't like you.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
Go, Bree.
No,
you can't back out now. No. Rach has done one. I've done one.
Elmo.
That was actually pretty good.
Not bad. But you can also do the Mario Kart thing, right?
Oh, that's your Yoshi. Stick.
Yeah, the Yoshi.
I can do a couple.
Yoshi.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yoshi.
Pretty good.
Pikachu.
They all sound the same.
I think it's kind of like that same part of the throat that they use, yeah.
Anyway, good to have Elmo on the show.
Oh, that was awesome. So cool.
We are back tomorrow morning from 7. We're just trying to work out what's the go for tomorrow's show. Jason Derulo, is he on the show tomorrow morning?
I think he is on the show tomorrow
morning.
Okay, all right. The Jason Derulo. That would be very cool.
Hung out with Elmo. So
Recently, actually.
So that's tomorrow morning from 7, if you want to join us for the weekend. And Tiny Temper's taking over next.
Are we not playing the weekly rap?
I completely forgot.
I was like, has he forgotten?
I completely forgot the weekly rap.
You've completely forgot?
Yeah.
We're still Do you still want to play it?
Well, normally we have Jack on the show and everything. So.
I know, but Jack's busy at the moment, so.
Well, talk.
Well, whilst you find that, I'll talk about the topics that are in the weekly Rat Wrap. We missed out on the Mardi Gras last week in the Rat Wrap, so it's in this week, celebrating equality in Sydney. That's in it. Mm-hmm. Also, International Women's Day made it into the Rat Wrap this week, and that crazy thing about them changing the walking signs from the male to having a dress and making it all, which is ridiculous.
In Melbourne. That's
spend
right.
the money on something worth it, guys.
Yep.
Honestly, so that's in the wrap as well this week.
Jack the Rapper, wrapping up the week and our show this morning with the weekly Rat Wrap.
Lucky I remember.
No, I knew it was coming. Here we go.
Hey yo, I better start it with some love. When push comes to shove, it is the women in our life we put above, and we should. Happy International Women's Day. There are a few things that I wanna say. I feel blessed to have the ones that I have in my life that have put up with my strife, and I'm the first to go fight in their corner where it's warmer. You can be the performer. Shout out to all the women in the world from corner to corner. I'll be the informer to say the love is not over yet. Mardi Gras was over the weekend, and let's not forget that we may not have equality, but look at the quality of people in attendance. Let's speak honestly that the love, the atmosphere from wall to wall, the glitter, the colors, and everything was not small. The smiles from ear to ear became clear that they will not be deterred as they let out a cheer. Let me steer the conversation. The traffic lights in rotation for gender equality crossings. Interesting migration, a creation that has sparked a debate about worth. Is it worth the funds spent? To what point, to what extent? We will see. I've said that L-O-V-E more than once. I'm sending love to you from me. Peace.
His best one yet, Jack
there
the Rapper.
It is. Jack the Rapper.
Meaning in that there.
Lucky we remembered to play it.
I know. Do it tomorrow on our show.
Yeah, give it a run.
Jack the Rapper with the weekly Rap Rap, giving a shout out to all the ladies in his life for International Women's Day. We are done for a Friday morning.
Back tomorrow from 7.
If you're off to Adele tonight or tomorrow night, enjoy that show.
Yeah, I'll see you there. Producer H and I will see you there.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Tiny Temper up next, taking over for R&B Fridays here at C.
Enjoy that.
Keep it locked, yo.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.